for sale. Proceeds benefit food not bombs. It's a good cause. Alright, cool. I feel so awkward about this. I've never done this before.
It's okay, you're awesome.
Oh, thanks. My mother's father has always been a bit of a grouch. He always hated the idea of learning English, and my Farsi has never been great. The result is that we've never really had a conversation in the 15 years that he's lived in this country. I have a really vague memory of picking my grandparents up from the airport in the mid-90s. It always amazed me that they stayed in Iran for so long after the revolution. They're second cousins, but I guess that was common 50 years ago in the Middle East. My grandpa has never been particularly nice to my grandmother. Sometimes it feels like all these years have only honed their abilities to make each other crazy. But maybe that's what love is. Either way, she still takes the crowded city bus from her apartment to the hospital to feed him breakfast and lunch. The nurses never did anything according to her standards. She just sits with him all day. He doesn't answer questions anymore. He only makes these involuntary low groans that happen when the body's defense mechanisms kick in. Occasionally, he'll open his eyes and ask in English, "Where is your mom? Madame?" Or, "What time?" Like he has some place to be. Dementia, they told me. There isn't much wrong with his body, really. He just doesn't seem to try anymore. I've recently noticed how strange perspective can be when someone is lying down. Nostrils are huge, and our brains are right there behind them. He had a casual relationship with time. He doesn't say many words, but it's clear that thoughts exist. Your head is a machine. Our bodies are machines and we are breakable. My hands know how to hold hands and rest in pockets and support heads, but they don't know anything practical. Mechanics is this perfect line that runs parallel to this thing called the metric system. Everything relies on perfection, but I use my eyes to make measurements. I found the secrets to art and music, but all I really want to do is build things. That's the difference between me and a clock. I've never measured anything in my life, and so long as I don't, my hands will continue to make things, but nothing will ever be.